Hello and welcome to Poundtown the Podcaster, the weekly NFL predicting podcast. This week, predicting the 2024 wild card round for the NFL season. This could be one of the greatest wild card rounds of the 14 game format, or maybe even ever. Some great teams, some rivalry matchups, some rematches from the regular season. So up first, Chargers at Texans. Now the Texans are AFC South division winner. But the NFC South and the AFC South are disgraces to pro football. And I expect the Texans game to reflect that. The Chargers are going to do a great job against the Texans. I don't think the Texans stand much of a chance. 35-17 for the Chargers. Steelers at Ravens. Now, this is a great matchup. A rematch. This will be the third time these teams, these fierce rivals, will be going at it in this season. Now, the first game they played this season, the Steelers won. The second game, the Ravens won. I think the Ravens are going to keep it up, and I think they're going to win. They've gotten better throughout the season. I still expect the Steelers to give it a fight, but I think 27-21, the Ravens are going to win. Broncos-Bills. This is just not fair for the Broncos. The Broncos did squeak in. They're a pretty good team. Surprisingly good team. The Bills are just the Bills, though. The Bills are going to crush them. The Bills are going to win 42-16. They have a great offense, a great defense. They're just going to win it. Packers versus Eagles. Another rematch, a great game in Brazil, which ended with Jordan Love being hurt. The Packers are a good team. They managed to lose their way. They managed to blow a lead against Chicago and end up here against the Eagles. This isn't going to go well for them. The Eagles are going to, I think it's going to be close, but the Eagles are still going to win 35-31. And then Commanders Bucks, another rematch from the regular season, Commanders Buccaneers. And the Commanders put up a good fight. I think they will put up a good fight now, and I think they're going to be the, I think they're going to win this. I think it's going to be very close, but I think the Buccaneers have a chance. I think 31-28, the Commanders are going to win. I believe in them. And then another rematch from the regular season. Another rematch. Insane. Vikings-Rams. The Rams pull off the surprise win against the Vikings a while ago. I can't remember when, but that's when the season started looking up for the Rams, and they made the playoffs. The Vikings have gotten a lot better since then, but they did just lose in a very pathetic showing to the Lions. This is going to be the best wild card game. This is going to be closer than most people think. I think the Vikings will have caught up to the Rams. The Rams got healthier, but their offense really sucks. In the 3 weeks after putting up 44 against Buffalo, they put up 44 points in the 3 weeks after that. So their offense needs to get together. I don't know if they can. I'm a huge Rams fan, and they don't have home field advantage. This is going to be played in a rival's stadium. This is going to be played in a in Glendale, in the State Farm Stadium for the Cardinals, because the entire southern half of the state, really just Los Angeles, where the Rams play and where I live, have just spontaneously combusted. And SoFi is in a bunch of, SoFi is in a bunch of danger. And so the fire, I don't think SoFi is going to really burn down, but like the air quality is poor. There are evacuations going on everywhere. And, I mean, the military is deploying their C-130 planes to drop water on the fire. So This is a really big thing. This is incredible. So, home field advantage lost. They probably haven't been able to practice as much as they would like to because the county is on fire. So, I think that's going to be an added challenge. So, I do think the Vikings are going to win. However, I think the Rams are going to make it close. I think in high-pressure games, Stafford puts on a show. He is a super clutch quarterback, and I think they're going to make it closer than most people would think. Like, I think 28-27. I think it's possible, but actually, more like 28-24. But a Rams win is definitely possible, and I'll be hoping and praying for it. Also, regarding the fire, if you have, like, used clothes or whatever that you want to donate, there's a billion places to donate to the people who have had to evacuate and or their houses just burned down and they lost everything. So if you've got, like, food, if you want to donate, like, water or food, you can look it up. There are a billion places to donate to help the people who are losing everything in this catastrophe. And, I mean, I'm fine. I'm relatively far from the fire, but I see the smoke, and it really is crazy, and there are people losing everything. So, if you can, maybe try to help. But, anyway, that does it for this incredibly short episode because a lot of the games are clear cut and there aren't that many games, only 6 games. So, and on bye, the Lions and the Chiefs, they're on bye. So, I hope you enjoyed this installment of Penalty on the Podcaster. You'll hear more of me next episode.